Raised All Our Lives, Demon Lover is brought to you by Rogue Nun Productions.
I've been studying this book of black magic for weeks. I found it tucked in the wall down here in the basement. Dante lied about getting rid of it, the same way he lied about everything else. Decoding this text and filling in the blanks from these torn, brittle pages has taken a toll on me. But you're worth every awful second, Pandora. I'm prepared to give my eternal soul just to hear the sound of your laughter again. All right. I think I have everything I need. The candles are lit. Incense is burning. And I have a piece of flesh from my beloved deceased. I'm sorry I had to do that to you, Pandora. But I'm following this book to the letter. Well, as much as I can read and decipher. Curses. Diseases. Immortality. Invisibility. Ah, here we are. Necromancy. Goddess, help me. Ancestors, forgive me. Please let this work. Let blood find a way through artery and vein. Bring words to the lips and movement to the hips. Add thoughts to the mind. All damage will unwind. Consciousness is a gift. Heal this earthly rift. Let air fill the lungs. This death is now undone.
Let blood find a way. Let blood find a way. Let blood find a way. Let blood find a way.
Oh. Oh.
Let blood find a way. Let blood find a way.
Oh.
Let blood find a way.
Oh.
Let blood find a way.
Oh.
Let blood find a way. Let blood find a way. Let blood find a way.
Damn it. I forgot my lip gloss in another purse. Can I borrow some of what you're wearing?
This isn't gloss. I just had fried chicken.
Of course you did.
Are you ready for this, Rosie?
Indica. Am I not in Chanel?
Ha ha. You know what I mean.
My God, are you shaking?
Yes. I don't feel like myself at all.
Oddly enough, neither do I. Let's crack open this bottle of champagne and lift our spirits. Oh, and there's a note. Indica and Rosie, I look forward to chatting with you tonight on my show. Enjoy the limo and this champagne. Truly yours, Emma Walker. How sweet of her.
No joint, bitch. After all I've done for her.
Like you don't have a dozen tucked between those huge tits of yours.
Do you have my number or what, Rosie? I still can't believe we're back in Misty River. Every time I go to sleep, I'm terrified I'll wake up back in that other dimension. I just toss and turn. What about you? How have you been sleeping?
Not good. Not good at all. I find myself reaching for Jim in the night, only to draw back a cold, empty hand. I'm sure you're getting ready to tell me how pathetic that is.
Rosie, it's not pathetic. It's natural. He's had 5 years to mourn you and move on with his life. You've had weeks?
Boy, has he ever moved on. A husband and a father. Those marriage vows should have been said to me. That little girl should be our daughter. Instead, it's...
Zoe Robinson's?
The cruelest joke of all.
Why? Because she was Bianca Wolf's lover?
No, of course not. Forget I said anything. Let's talk about you. Have you gotten any closer to getting Angelica back from Fiona Valducci?
No, not yet. I have to play this very, very delicately. Even though I was a Valducci by marriage, they never saw me as one of their own. They only care about their actual family, and even then, not so much. Look what they did to Giovanni.
And to you. It was pure evil of Vincenzo to annul your marriage. What crust.
Till death do us part, Rosie. You thought I was dead. You're such a coward, though. Holed up in Italy, letting his sister raise his child.
Has he even called you?
We are communicating through the Valducci family attorneys. I'm such a fool for loving him. I lost my husband, my child, my best friend, my company.
If someone shot your dog, you'd be a country western song.
For real. Thank you for doing this interview with me, by the way. I don't think I have the energy to do this alone.
Our story needs to be told. Our true story. Not the gossip those rags have been printing up about us for the last 5 years. People actually thought we'd joined a lesbian cult in Paraguay. Like I'd be caught dead in Birkenstocks.
I wish Morgana was part of this. I left her a voicemail asking her, but she's not even returning my calls. Doesn't it feel weird telling our story without her?
She's in mourning. She loved Pandora so fiercely that losing her, I just can't imagine what she's going through. Once she processes her grief, we'll get the old Morgana back. It will just take time. We need to be gentle with her and give her the space that she needs.
Rosie Bush being so thoughtful, kind, and sweet. Well, I never. It's like I don't even know you.
How about you plug that gaping hole of yours with that joint so I can get some peace?
There's our girl.
We're here. Oh, Emma's coming to greet us.
Hey, ladies. I'm so excited to see you both. It's been years. Indica, I see you still travel in a cloud of smoke.
Some things never change, Emma. Oh my goodness, look at you. Number one in your time slot. I couldn't be prouder if I gave birth to you myself.
You kinda did. I wouldn't be where I am today if not for you and Bianca.
Your talent got you where you are today. I'm just glad we had a small part in it. I'm sure Bianca would say the same thing if she were still with us. I miss her. I loved her so much.
We all did. This interview has generated a lot of buzz. You know all of Misty River will be watching. Nervous?
I could do this in my sleep, Emma.
True, but it's a pretty incredible story. I mean, from the little you'd tell me in the pre-interview, Miss Secretive, are you sure you're ready for the blowback?
Like Indica said, we're professionals. We may have been gone for 5 years, but we didn't forget how to handle the public. Plus, could Indica and I be more loathed?
Good point, Rosie. All right, my assistant will be with you shortly to get you mic'd, and then we'll be going live. Again, so happy to see you. Good luck out there tonight.
There's no turning back now.
Here we go.
Years ago, two of Misty River's most prominent media icons and one-time rivals mysteriously vanished. Their disappearance prompted years of speculation, from the mundane to the macabre, but no one could have guessed what really happened to Sister Indica and Rosie Bush. Tonight, the women join me to set the record straight once and for all. I'm Emma Walker, and this is Misty River Tonight. Good evening, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us, Emma.
There's nowhere else I'd rather be, and no one else I'd rather share the story with, aside from my homegirl, Tiffany Fontaine.
Thank you, Indica. Looks like I scooped you, Tiffany. We have a very eager audience, so I hope you don't mind if we just dive right in.
Absolutely not. That's why we're here.
Let the confabulation commence.
Could you tell me exactly what happened 5 years ago?
Oh, God. Where do we start?
There's got to be a beginning. Let's start there.
Okay, well, actually, Indica should...
Yeah, I'll take this. Okay, my friend Pandora and I were on my private jet flying to Alberta to rescue my daughter who had just been kidnapped. Get this. She was abducted by her grandfather, Fausto Valducci. Can you believe it? So we're on the plane when suddenly it begins to malfunction. Engines burst into flames. We start going down fast. Before we knew it, boom, we crashed right into the side of a mountain.
It's miraculous that you made it through that alive. How do you fit into all of this, Rosie?
Pandora's mother came to me, asking for help finding Indica and her daughter. I owed Indica for using her influence to get me access to an experimental drug. It ended up curing my deadly blood disease. I felt obligated to return that favor.
Okay. Let's go back to the crash. Indica?
So I wake up from the crash, covered in blood and snow, and guess what? I have amnesia. And to make matters worse, what I thought was Alberta actually ended up being some alternate dimension.
It turns out it was Pandora's demon-possessed boyfriend, Dante Fox, that used magic to crash Indica's plane. That's why they ended up in another dimension instead of corpses smashed into the Canadian Rockies.
Demon-possessed. Another dimension?
Yes. Thankfully, Pandora's mother is a very powerful witch, so she was able to open a portal between our two dimensions, allowing Rosie and her to find me and save my life.
Well, we have to give Judy and the witches at the commune some credit, too. It took their collective power to open that portal, which is why I had to go with Morgana.
Oh yeah, that does make more sense, because I was all, what, Rosie Bush? What is she doing here?
Ladies, are you joking? Do you hear yourselves?
Do I look like I'm joking, Emma?
How dare you!
Certainly you were prepared for skepticism with a story like that. What you're proposing defies science and reason. I hate to say this to you. You know how much I love you, Indica. But you two sound insane.
We're not insane, Emma. What we're saying is the truth. And yes, it does defy science. But that's only because science has a limited understanding of the nature of reality. You see, there are an infinite number of dimensions, and...
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off there, Rosie. I'm all for entertaining various points of view, but this just sounds outlandish. Can you prove any of these claims, Indica?
I mean, the portal's closed. I don't know how we'd, like, open it back up.
Yeah, we can't do that. It takes a considerable amount of magic. And for the record, we're not witches.
I'm a magician with a makeup brush, but that's the extent of my powers.
You're such a saucebox.
We've got breaking news tonight. The mauled remains of Judge Garrett Wright were found this evening in his estate, terrifying the residents of the wealthy gated community. Detectives are on the scene, and we will be bringing you live coverage when we return. Thanks for fucking me out there tonight, ladies.
What are you talking about?
You ambushed me out there and made me the laughingstock of Misty River. If I'd known this was the bullshit you planned to reveal, I'd never have booked you. What's the problem, Indica? Can't stand the competition? Can't stand to see someone else in the spotlight for once?
Huh? I'm proud of you. I'm overjoyed by your success. I've only ever wanted the best for you. I would never try to ruin that.
Do you know how hard I had to work to get where I am today? All the gross men I had to let degrade me, and all the jealous bitches I had to take down just so I could claw my way to the top? I expected this from Rosie.
Excuse you.
I expected this from her, but not from you, Indica. Whatever happened during those 5 years must have warped your goddamn brains.
We told you the truth, Emma. Every word of what we said was true. You have to believe us.
I don't have to do shit. Now, I want you both out of my sight, or I'll have security toss you out like the trash you are.
Emma, wait.
We're done, Indica.
Thank you. What kind of animal could have done this?
By the looks of it, a tiger?
I was being facetious, but now that you mention it, are those claw marks?
Seems to be. Whatever did this had very large, sharp claws and teeth to match.
This can't be the work of an animal, though. The way the heart was torn out, a human did that. Not to mention... Oh, God. Is that his dick?
Maybe it was both. A guy has a pet tiger. The judge rules he has to get rid of it. Guy refuses, goes to jail, gets out, wants revenge. Tag teams the judge with his pet tiger. Pretty grisly twist, letting that beast gnaw his cock like that.
You didn't even flinch.
I'm a Valducci. You don't think I've seen worse?
Can't argue with you there. You know, you're really good at this, Detective Valducci.
Junior detective. Maybe if we crack this case, we can both get promotions. Me to detective, and you to the chief of police. You have been eyeing that job for a while.
Yeah, it would be nice to get that promotion. I've got an extra mouth to feed now. Plus, Zoe's a stay-at-home mom after selling Goldie's. One income doesn't go very far in a town like Misty River.
Jim, you know if you ever need any money...
Gio, I don't do handouts. I earn my way. We'll be fine, promotion or not.
Okay, if you insist. It also wouldn't be a handout. You're my partner and my friend. I don't want to see you struggle.
Giovanni Valducci, my friend. Words I never thought I'd say.
As shocking as me, son of a mob boss, joining the police force? Life is full of surprises, isn't it?
These days, it's nothing but one monumental shock after another. It's enough to make you puke.
Did you hear that Rosie and Indica are going on TV to tell their story?
Of course. It's been plastered on every station. Couldn't happen to a nicer pair of media whores. I'm surprised you're not there with them. I thought Indica would have wanted your support.
Work is my priority now. I'll catch up with her later to see how it went. Have you, talked to Rosie?
Family is my priority now. I'm a father now, and husband. I'm not the same person who chased around a high school flame desperately trying to recapture what we once had. I was pretty lost then. Zoe and the baby have grounded me. I don't want to mess that up by reopening old wounds with Rosie.
I respect whatever decision you make. Anyway, do you think we'll pick up any fingerprints?
We'd better. We need to find whoever, or whatever, did this. A top judge being viciously mutilated and killed? Mayor Winter will be on our ass.
Jim, we're gonna solve this case, and you're gonna become chief.
Thank you so much for your concern, Senator. I assure you, the entirety of the Misty River Police Force is focused on this investigation. We will find whoever killed Judge Wright and bring them to justice swiftly and severely. That's very sweet of you. Yes, let's chat at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new sewage treatment plant. I'd love to pick your brain. I look forward to it as well.
We've got a problem, Natalie.
I'll see you next week. Good day, Senator. Do you have to barge in like that?
I can do whatever the hell I want! Don't forget why you're here, Natalie, or how you got here.
Why are you in such a tiz, Fiona?
Did you watch that interview?
Like I could avoid it. It's the biggest story in town next to the murder of Judge Wright.
Then why are you so calm? That fat bitch can cause me and my family a lot of trouble by running her mouth like that. And trouble for me is trouble for you. This is just the beginning. She's going to be swarmed by press from all over the world. And once she starts talking, she won't be able to stop. We both know she's powered by saturated fat, weed, and media attention. We've got to do something about her. Both of them, they know too much. God damn it, I thought we were rid of them!
Will you change your perspective? Can you see how these two have just delivered us the greatest gift of all?
A gift?
Yes. You are right about them knowing too much, but that interview made them look like a couple of raving lunatics. No one is going to believe a word that comes out of their crazy mouths. They're clearly insane. What are you thinking? I can see the gears turning.
I'm sorry about my outburst. May I take a seat?
water under the bridge. Fiona, I know very well that I'm mayor of Misty River because of you. I don't take that for granted. Not for a second.
Thank you, Natalie. You've proven that you were the right person for this job. I don't show my appreciation enough, and for that, I am sorry. Now, back to the business at hand. I do have an idea. I want you to call the chief of police and have him issue an arrest warrant for Indica and Rosie.
Sure, what crime should we toss them in jail for?
Not jail. The asylum.
The asylum? Oh, you're good. You are good.
And have Brinkman take them into custody.
You bastard! How could you? My own lover! After everything we've been through, you'd actually arrest me! You put me in handcuffs, Jim! Handcuffs! You know how easily I bruise.
Just doing my job, Rosie. When the chief gives you an order, you follow it. And I'm not your lover. I was. A lot has changed in 5 years, Rosie.
Don't I know it? The last 5 years have been one big cavalcade of betrayals. You burned down our friend's commune. You marry Zoe Robinson. You have a baby with her. Zoe, of all people. I take it she doesn't know what I know.
We had a deal, and part of that deal was you keeping your big, fat mouth shut.
What's he talking about, Rosie?
I'll tell you later.
No, you won't be telling her later. Drop it, Indica.
Well, excuse me for being curious. Shit.
What exactly did you expect me to do while you were gone, Rosie? Never love again? Commit to a life of loneliness and celibacy? Everyone thought you were dead. And that commune was burned down after we found evidence of you being there. It was an act of love.
Oh, sure. Destroy the home, sanctuary, and business of a vulnerable group of women. Next stop, sainthood.
I'm not proud of my temper, but I'd do it all again.
What's your wife think of that temper?
Don't talk about my family. Your last warning, Rosie.
What are you going to do, kill me?
No. Where you're both going is worse than death.
You're rotted, Jim. From the inside out, I don't even recognize you anymore. You're a monster.
We're here.
I think I'd rather go to prison.
All right. I've got a couple of live ones for you. Do whatever you can to make them well. They're clearly very ill.
Get bent, Brinkman.
No, I think I'd rather go home to my loving family. Enjoy the nut house, Rosie. You'll fit right in just fine. Shit. Looks like I have more work to do. Evil never takes a day off in this flippin' town.
Is that another murder?
It's none of your business. Enjoy, ladies. Get well soon.
Pig!
I don't know what you see in him, Rosie.
Saw. Past tense. I hope the son of a bitch rots in hell. Oh, Morgana's here. You hit me. Why?
You're lucky that's all I did. What the hell possessed you to do that interview? Do you realize what you two have done? You've outed us. And for what reason? You didn't like the rumors going around about you. Well, grow up, both of you.
Morgana, I'm sorry. We just wanted the truth to be out there. Isn't it unfair to keep this from the world?
You're so delusional. The public cannot handle the truth. That's how we've been able to move through the world safely. If people know we're here, it'll be like Salem all over again. Is that what you want? Me, Judy, the rest of the girls, dead? Or locked in some facility being studied Our freedom taken from us?
Of course not. I never wanted that.
Your good intentions are a lot like your girdle. Completely worthless.
I take it you're not here to help us get released.
What do you want me to do, Rosie? Wave my hands and teleport you back to your mansion? You've both ruined that, assholes.
We'll take it back. Tell them it was a publicity stunt for a paranormal reality show. Please, anything so we're not stuck here. I need to get my daughter back. Please, do this for Angelica.
And I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle. These fluorescent lights alone are torture. You can't leave us locked up in here with all these crazy people.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Since I have to go by the book now, I can't promise anything, but I'll try. And I'm doing it for Angelica, not you two.
Thank you, Morgana.
I have a lot of work to do. I'll be in touch.
That was...
not the woman I know. I've never seen her like that. Ever.
Did you notice anything strange?
You mean her mean right hook?
No, her face. She looked younger. Much younger. Did she get work done?
Beats the hell out of me.
Well, I guess we should get settled into our new accommodations.
Yippee! Can't wait.
Jesus Christ, you almost gave me a heart attack.
We should be so lucky.
I suppose you're here because of Indica and Rosie. It just so happens that I'm on my way to pay them a visit. Wanna tag along?
How low are you willing to sink to extract your revenge? She's done nothing to you.
Nothing? Are we talking about the same person? She went on television and said that your grandfather kidnapped her child.
He did.
Well, we don't involve the press or police in our problems, Giovanni. You know that. She's been a cancer on this family since the day you set her up with your father.
Angelica should be with her mother, not you.
Oh, you watch your fucking mouth. As far as that little girl knows, I am her mother, and you're not going to say otherwise. Do you hear me? In what universe does it make sense to give her back to Indica? She's clearly mentally ill. She's an unfit parent.
And you're a fit parent? With all your schemes, your legally and morally questionable behavior, you're a better example for Angelica? Don't make me barf.
I love her like she's my own flesh and blood. Just like I love you. I'd do anything for her. And you. I always have, and I always will. You may have turned your back on this family, but I never turned my back on you.
I turned my back on the family? Fausto cut me out of his will and his life for being gay. I wonder who tipped him off. It sure would make it easier for you to take over the family business with me out of the running, now wouldn't it?
You think I outed you to my father? Me? The one who has always supported and loved you no matter what? I marched in that damn pride parade with you, for God's sakes. There was no scenario on this planet where you would have ended up running this business, okay? So just get that thought right out of your gorgeous little head. And I didn't have to out you. The man had eyes and ears. Even Liberace would have told you to butch it up, Queen.
If you love me like you say you do, you'll release Indica and Rosie.
My love for you has nothing to do with those two whores. Those women are a plague. For the safety of this town, they need to be contained. Now, as much as I'd love to stay and chat, I really do need to finish getting ready.
All units respond.
Looks like you've got work to do, officer.
Detective.
Whatever. Hello, Dima, darling. Giovanni was just leaving.
Good morning, Fiona. Giovanni?
Fine, I'll go. But mark my words, there will be no peace between us until you make things right with Indica and Rosie. I mean it.
I've heard you loud and clear, Detective. Now, run along and make sure the people of Misty River are safe. By the sound of your radio, You've got a serial killer on your hands. Such a drama queen. Like father, like son.
You paged me urgently. How can I help?
Indica and Rosie Bush are currently being held at the Misty River Asylum. I need you to dust off your doctor's credentials and make sure those women get the help they need. They're terribly disturbed.
As you wish.
Are you ready to go visit our two pals at the asylum?
Yes, Natalie. Right after this spritz of white diamonds. I feel absolutely naked without it.
So, Dimitri, did Fiona fill you in on our little plan?
She did.
I've been briefed on your many talents, so please, treat these women as your canvas. Let loose, be creative, indulge your darkest fantasies.
I give the orders around here, Natalie. Dima is more than capable of taking it from here. He knows just how to make me happy.
Is that in or out of the bedroom?
No. Get real. I don't mix business and pleasure.
With a body and face like his, none of us would blame you.
Keep it in your pants, Winter. All right. Let's roll.
I know it's only been a day, but it feels like we've been here forever. I've never been so bored in my life.
No weed for you? No gin for me? I don't know if I can handle this place sober.
Aren't they supposed to give us drugs or something? I'll gladly gobble up anything that'll take me out of this hellscape.
Look at the kind of trash they have milling about. I've never been so creeped out or disgusted. And I was married to Seymour.
How long do you think they'll keep us locked up here?
Until Fiona and Natalie have had their fill. This has their names written all over it. They must be over the moon. Their main rivals, thought to be lunatics. I must hand it to them. They are clever.
My God, we're so stupid. We played right into their hands. I feel like such an amateur. It's so unlike me.
Yeah, me too. It's almost like...
Like what?
Like we were under someone else's control.
Morgana, any luck getting us out of here?
No. Good morning. Nice to see you. Were you raised by wolves?
I'm sorry. It is nice to see you, Morgana.
We're just anxious to leave this infernal place. Look at these awful gowns they have us wearing. And my hair, they refuse to let me have a humidifier in my room. I'm in urgent need of a hot oil treatment.
That is devastating, Rosie. Want me to sneak some in for you? Maybe a few joints for you, Indica? A handle of gin?
You do that?
She's being sarcastic.
Oh.
So did you have any luck talking to the powers that be or not?
Nope. They're hell-bent on keeping you both here, by orders of the mayor. So unless you know the governor or the president, it looks like you can kiss your freedom. Goodbye.
Couldn't this have been an email?
And miss seeing the look on your faces when I tell you that you're going to rot here for the rest of your miserable little lives? If I only had a camera. Ah, who am I kidding? I'll remember this.
What the hell has gotten into you? You haven't been yourself since we got back to Misty River.
My daughter is dead. You both betrayed me and my commune. What disposition were you expecting, Rosie?
We spent a lot of time together, Morgana. In that time, I got to know you really well, and this is not you.
She's right. I've known you almost my entire life. If I didn't know any better, I'd think...
Think what? That I'm possessed... Like Dante?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Or maybe you both bring out the worst in people. Ever think of that? Maybe Pandora was the only reason I ever had anything to do with you. Now that she's gone, what use do I have for you? Or you, Rosie. Who are you to me, anyway?
I guess I overestimated my importance in your life.
No shit! Enjoy your new home, ladies. See ya never.
She's totally studying black magic. That must be why she was so desperate to get back to Misty River rather than bury Pandora at the commune. She's trying to bring her back. And what better way to make sure she does that uninterrupted than having the two people closest to her locked up in an asylum?
We've got to get out of here and stop her before that demon takes full control and we lose her forever.
Good morning, ladies. It's nice to see you both again. You'll be under my care. Isn't that wonderful? Orderlies, seize them.
Unhand us, you fiends!
Hey, watch your mitts, fuckface!
Ladies, are we going to have to sedate you? Gentlemen, bring them into treatment room B and strap them in.
Don't you know who we are? We'll have your jobs for this. Get these restraints off of me!
I'm afraid your threats don't carry the same weight as they used to. Wish I could say the same for you.
When Vincenzo finds out what you've done to me, it's curtains for you, Sokolov!
I'm shaking. Thank you, gentlemen. You may leave us to our treatments. Ah, alone at last. I understand you women are very sick with hallucinations and delusions. I'm confident this therapy will be just what you need to begin your recovery.
Oh, we're quite familiar with your therapies. How is Joanne these days? Or should I say, Natalia?
Natalia is well. She's currently in Moscow doing intensive training, sharpening her skills. She's quite impressive, as you know. All right, electrodes are applied. We're ready to begin. You may want to brace yourself. Keep your eyes open. So you want me to pry them open?
My eyes! My eyes! My eyes!
Do you think they can see us?
Oh, don't worry. It's a two-way mirror.
Who's worried? I want them to know we're here.
Oh, you bitch.
Ooh, a toast. May we always get exactly what we want.
And never what we deserve.
This is Brinkman. Thank you so much for returning my call. Have you been able to process those fingerprints we've lifted from the crime scenes? Holy shit, you found a match? Yes, please, have that file delivered to my office immediately. It's already on its way. Gladys, you're a lifesaver. I owe you big time. Gladys wasn't kidding. Thank you so much. Believe it. I cannot fucking believe it. This is Detective Jim Brinkman. I need to speak with one of your patients at once. Rosie Bush. Yes, I'll hold.
Hello?
Rosie, it's Jim. You sound terrible. What have they done to you?
Treatments?
Rosie, I need you to listen to me. I've got the fingerprints back from the lab, and I know who the serial killer is. It's Morgana Prince.
She's dangerous. Very dangerous. Must not.
I'm on my way to Desranger's bookstore to apprehend her. I just needed you to know. I also wanted to apologize for how we left things. And seeing you after all these years brought up a lot of feelings, and it confused me. So I had to push you away. I'm sorry, Rosie.
Jim, she's evil. She's possessed.
Possessed? God, you're sicker than I thought.
Do not go to the bookstore. She's a demon.
Listen to yourself. Demon possession? You're unhinged. You are legitimately insane.
Please, Jim. Don't, I beg you. Give this to someone else. Do not go into that bookstore.
Too late. Already here. Rosie, please. Get well.
Jim, no. Don't.
Open up. It's the police. Open this door. I need you to come out with your hands up. We know you're the killer, Morgana. If you come willingly, we might be able to work something out with you. But if you make this tough, no dice. I've got a gun, Morgana. I don't want to have to use it. Maybe you're down in this basement.
I've been waiting for you, Detective. Come in. Make yourself comfortable.
Morgana, I need you to put your hands up. You're under arrest for murder. Multiple murders. I'm taking you to the station.
Oh, that's no fun. Don't you want to have fun with me, Detective?
I want you to put your hands behind your back so I can cuff you.
Handcuffs? You kinky devil.
Why did you do it?
Do what?
You know damn well what I'm talking about. The murders, all those prominent men. Why?
Those white men, with their lives of privilege and supremacy, have taken and taken from everyone and everything around them. They've heartlessly drained the world of its resources, leaving it a desolate husk in their wake.
So, what is this? Some girl power revenge?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think I was criticizing? I love it. I was honoring them. I want this place to burn. The same way my body burns for you.
So you were honoring them by ripping out their hearts and biting off their cocks. Mighty twisted logic there, Morgana.
Are you jealous that I was with them? That I let them fuck me silly before I sacrificed them to my dark lord? You can fuck me too, Detective. Is that what you want to do?
What's going on here? Why do you look like that?
Like what?
Like you're in your 30s instead of a woman in her 70s.
Oh, it's my new diet. All meat. I bet you have a big slab of meat in those pants, don't you?
I'm starting to feel strange.
Yeah, I feel horny. You should have listened to Rosie, you know. She was telling the truth.
You're possessed by a demon.
I like to think of it more as subleasing. But look at this skin and these thighs. Not to mention these tits. I'd say it's a fair trade, wouldn't you?
I'm getting really hot.
Oh, me too, Detective. Let's strip out of these hot clothes and cool down before we heat right back up again. Ooh, I was right. You're so big. I can feel it growing in my hands. What are we going to do with this thing?
Suck my cock, Morgana.
Your wish is my command, Detective.
Oh, God. Yeah. God!
Indica, wake up.
What's going on?
I need you to wake up and focus. You know all those murders going on. All those prominent men in town being mutilated and viciously slain. The killer is Morgana. We were right about her being possessed. Jim is at Destrange's bookstore right now, and he's in danger. He could be her next victim. Indica, wake up!
Okay, I'm here.
What are we gonna do?
You have to call Giovanni and have him break us out of here. We're the only ones who can stop her. Jim, Gio, the police department, hell, the National Guard. None of them stand a chance against her. If there's even a sliver of Morgana still there, we'll be able to get through to her.
Okay, cover me. If they catch us using the phone, we're screwed. Is anyone watching?
No. They're starting to give out medication. Hurry.
Gio, it's me. You have to get me and Rosie out of here. I don't have time to explain. Just get here. It's life or death.
No phone calls. You both have your next treatments to do. Orderlies, bring them to the operating room.
Operating room? What are you going to do? Lobotomize us?
Child's play. Strap them to the tables.
You'll never get away with this, you twisted son of a bitch.
Save your strength, Indica. You're going to need it.
Please, you don't have to do this. You can let us go. We'll leave town. You'll never see us again.
Like hell they won't. I'm not leaving Misty River without my daughter.
Shut up, you lummox. Are you trying to get us killed?
I've determined that your minds are too far gone. So we must take more drastic measures.
What are you doing with that chainsaw?
Your minds are diseased beyond repair. So I'm going to give you both brain transplants.
You sick, demented fuck!
Now, be still. We wouldn't want to decapitate you by mistake.
No!
Drop the chainsaw before I blow your head off.
This doesn't concern you, Giovanni.
Drop the chainsaw now.
I take my orders from Fiona, not you, detective. Doobly-dook!
Oh, thank God. Gio, you got here just in time. He was going to give us brain transplants.
You're safe now. Once I finish untying you both, you have to get out of here. There's a car waiting for you. The keys are inside, and the engine is running.
Thank you so much, Giovanni. I don't know how I'll ever be able to repay you.
You can repay me by getting far away from this town. Now go! I will only be able to hold off security for so long.
I love you, Gio. Rosie, put the pedal to the fucking metal.
I'm driving as fast as I can. We're here.
You're a little late. Supper is over, but I saved the best for dessert. Look, Rosie. Jim's heart is still beating for you. How romantic.
You're evil.
Who are you and what have you done with Morgana?
Hi. Morgana's not home right now, but if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. Beep!
Morgana, I know you're still in there. I know how this happened. You wanted to bring Pandora back to life. You studied black magic just like Dante. You knew the risk, and yet you still did it because you loved Pandora that much. I loved her too. She was the best friend I've ever had. I don't think I'd ever have pulled myself together after Gwen's death if it wasn't for her. And there's so much I wouldn't have gotten through if it weren't for you. You saved my life. You were like a mother to me, just like Lily Banks. This can't be how your story ends. I haven't even gotten Angelica back. You need to be there to watch her grow up and make sure I don't royally fuck up. I need you, Morgana. Rosie and I both need you. You're so powerful. I know you can beat this demon right out of you.
Do you ever shut up? Jeez. The Morgana you know and love is gone. Forever. She's just a vessel now. And what a vessel she's become. Don't I look great? Every man I kill makes me stronger and younger. Who gives a shit about bringing back Pandora? That old boar? All I want to do is fuck and kill. And since neither of you are my type, I guess you gotta go.
Rosie, get Jim's gun.
Oh! Oh!
Run!
Okay, where am I taking us?
To the only person who can possibly stop Morgana, or whatever the hell she is now.
Judy! How long do you think those bullets will keep that demon down?
Not long, apparently. That's her behind us. She's gaining on us. Drive faster!
Christ, what was that?
She's fucking with us. She's powerful enough to have killed us already, so she must be in the mood to play games.
Well, I'm not. That bitch!
I think she actually wants us to lead her to Judy and the commune.
It's not much farther. Up there. We just have to make it to the woods.
Do you really think you can outrun me? I'm not 70 anymore.
We're almost there.
Ah! My leg!
I'm not leaving you behind. Grab my arm. I'll drag you there if I have to.
We made it.
I may not be able to get in there, but you're gonna have to come out here at some point. You can't hide from me forever.
We need Judy.
Did I hear my name?
Oh, Judy, thank God.
God is a woman, Rosie.
Can you not be a feminist for just 1 second? Morgana has been studying black magic, and a demon has taken her over. She chased us all the way here. She's right outside the woods.
Son of a bitch! I should have known she'd never let Pandora go.
She's the man-eating serial killer plaguing Misty River. She had just killed Jim Brinkman when we got to her.
Ugh. I'm sorry, Rosie. I know how much she meant to you. Okay, game plan. Let's get you ladies to the central yurt. I'll get the girls together and we'll blast that demon to smithereens.
Judy Good, at long last. Glad to see you brought your drum circle with you. Now be honest. Who's hiding the tambourine? Someone's always got a tambourine.
Who are you?
Think of us as a collective without a name. We don't need one.
Name or not, you suck the life out of my best friend. And for that, we will make you pay. Spoiler alert. We're a collective as well. We stand together, always have, against bigger and badder bitches than you.
Blah, 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 blah. Are you going to give us the girls, or are we going to have to huff and puff and blow your house down?
We're not giving you shit, except a one-way ticket back to hell.
What are you going to do? Sing Kumbaya until I kill myself? You white witches are all the same. Weak. How about you come out of those woods and face me like a real woman?
We're not real women. We're witches. Girls, give that thing your worst. We'll be back, and we're coming for you, all of you! What is there to say about Morgana and Pandora? I've known Morgana since we were teenagers. Go-go dancing our way through the 60s, all over the country. She was a gorgeous little thing, and I admit, I had the biggest crush on her. But romance was not in the cards for us, much to my chagrin. But it turned out for the better because our relationship lasted all these years. Through thick and thin, ups and down. We cried together, laughed a whole lot, built a home and family together, helped raise each other's children, which was quite the task. We've got a litter between the two of us. There was nothing I couldn't tell her and vice versa. We had no judgments between us. She always wanted the best for me, for all of us. There was also nothing she wouldn't do for those she loved, including her incredible daughter, Pandora. I call Pandora the reticent witch because she wanted nothing to do with magic at all. She sought a world outside this commune and made a fantastic life of her own. A generous, straight-talking, no-nonsense bitch of a witch that would do anything for those she loved. Like mother, like daughter, huh? So today, while we are here to say goodbye to our two dear friends, let's not dwell on how they left this plane. But remember, they still live on in our hearts, our minds, and in other worlds. The girls would want this to be a party. So drink up, light up, let's rock!
Judy, that was a beautiful eulogy.
Thanks, Red. Why didn't you get up there and say a few words?
Heartfelt expressions aren't really my thing, but you did get my attention at Drink Up. Got any of that Nolay's Reserve lying around?
Sure do. It's right next to my bed.
I think I'll switch to vodka.
I'm back with drinks.
Right on time. Judy was trying to seduce me again.
One of these days, I'll have your panties hanging on my doorknob. You'll see. I better go mingle.
Bye, Judy. Hey, where's Gio? He's supposed to be here by now.
If he says he'll be here, he'll be here. I can only imagine how hard this is for you. You've lost so much. How are you holding up?
Rosie, you saw a naked, blood-covered demon devouring the love of your life. How are you?
Better before you put that image back in my head.
I'm sorry, it's all I can see when I close my eyes at night. What I wouldn't give for a night of peaceful, uninterrupted rest.
You and I both. Maybe you should start up your podcast again. Sure put me to sleep.
Ah, bitch. I think my media days are done. The only thing I really want right now is to be the best mother I can to Angelica. Rosie, I have to get her back, and I have to make Fiona and Natalie pay for what they've done to us.
Let's take some time to lick our wounds, but not too long. The idea of bringing those bitches to their knees, well, that's all I want.
Cheers, girl.
Oh, here comes Giovanni.
Gio!
I'm sorry I'm late. Things are crazy at the office after...
It's okay, Giovanni. You don't have to tiptoe around me. I'm not Jim's widow.
At least you solved your serial killer case. Did you get that promotion you were after?
Yeah, they moved me to senior detective, Jim's old job. I even got his old office, too. I'm gonna miss him so much. We became really close while you two were away.
So, not to change the subject and make everything about me all the time, but I gotta know. How has the press been responding to mine and Rosie's confession?
Oh, that the Emma Walker interview was a publicity stunt for a new paranormal reality show? Let's just say it wouldn't get a second season.
They hate us, don't they?
I think hate would be a step up.
Who gives a shit if they hate us? They've always hated us.
True. Since television is out of the question, maybe I'll just take up macrame.
I do have some good news, though.
We could use some.
You and Rosie are officially released from the asylum, so you don't have to hide out here anymore.
How did you manage that?
Let's just say I made Fiona and Natalie an offer they couldn't refuse.
You're never gonna tell me, are you?
Nope.
Fine. Keep your secrets. Rosie, you want some of this?
I can't think of a more fitting way to honor Pandora and Morgana. My word.
You're up now, Gio. Don't turn into a wuss just because you're a cop.
Give me that thing. I may be a cop, but I'll always be a Valducci.
And you'll always be my best friend.
Would you two get a room?
She's not my type.
I'm not a hung rugby player. Gio is an insatiable power bottom, if you didn't know.
You're so gross, Indica.
A power bottom? Sounds like a lot of work to me.
Why do you always put my business out there, Indica?
Hello? How the hell do you think I got famous?
Blazed All Our Lives, Demon Lover is brought to you by Rogue Nun Productions. Written, produced, directed by, and starring Sister Indica. Also starring Rosie Bush, Iva Turner as Morgana Prince, Freddie Prinze Charming as Jim Brinkman, Divine Grace as Fiona Valducci, Pissy Miles as Natalie Winter, Dixon Dumay as Giovanni Valducci, Tuesday Thomas as Judy Good, Sister Gladiola Gladrags as Dmitri Sokolov, The Nash Attack as Emma Walker.